Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 48 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing our study of Habakkuk with a devotion titled today, Singing a Prayer. Packer once wrote, "The truest expression of trust in a great God will always be worship." Our text for today is from Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 1 through 16, and today I will be reading from the New Living Translation. This prayer was sung by the prophet Habakkuk. I have heard all about you, Lord. I am filled with awe by your amazing works. In this time of our deep need, help us again as you did in years gone by. And in your anger, remember your mercy. I see God moving across the deserts from Edom, the Holy One coming from Mount Paran. His brilliant splendor fills the heavens, and the earth is filled with His praise. His coming is as brilliant as the sunrise. Rays of light flash from His hands where His awesome power is hidden. Pestilence marches before Him. Plague follows close behind. When He stops, the earth shakes. When He looks, the nations tremble. He shatters the everlasting mountains and levels the eternal hills. He is the Eternal One. I see the people of Cushan in distress and the nation of Midian trembling in terror. Was it in anger, Lord, that you struck the rivers and parted the seas? Were you displeased with them? No. You were sending your chariots of salvation. You brandished your bow and your quiver of arrows. You split open the earth with flowing rivers. The mountains watched and trembled. Onward swept the raging waters. The mighty deep cried out, lifting its hands in submission. The sun and moon stood still in the sky as your brilliant arrows flew and your glittering spear flashed. You marched across the land in anger and trampled the nations in your fury. You went out to rescue your chosen people, to save your anointed ones. You crushed the heads of the wicked and stripped their bones from head to toe. With His own weapons, you destroyed the chief of those who rushed out like a whirlwind, thinking Israel would be easy prey. You trampled the sea with your horses, and the mighty waters piled high. I trembled inside when I heard this. My lips quivered with fear. My legs gave way beneath me, and I shook in terror. I will wait quietly for the coming day when disaster will strike the people who invade us. A common statement that connects singing and prayer is to sing is to pray twice. Some historians have attributed this statement to St. Augustine. Others say Martin Luther was the first to use the phrase. Wherever its origins, the sentiment is true. Singing stirs our hearts and lifts our words to another level. When we sing our prayers rather than say them, it reveals the emotional intensity behind our words. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 1, we read, "This prayer was sung by the prophet Habakkuk." Habakkuk is so overcome with a desire to speak to God that he burst forth in song. Kaiser and Ogilvy explain the significance of this portion of Scripture. Habakkuk's response to God's revelation of answers to the probing questions that he had set before his Lord was to worship God with an exalted combination of prayer and hymn. It was the prophet's amen to what he had been told. For now he could say, in effect, "Yes, Lord, do all those deeds that you have declared you would do." He had reoriented his thinking, and at the center and pinnacle of all his thoughts stood the living God. The shift in this chapter from the dialogue format that characterized the first two chapters is highly noticeable. First of all, the chapter is called a prayer. The whole hymn and prayer must have been set to music, for verse 19 directs that it is to be played with my stringed instruments, and it is to be under the leadership of the chief musician, a notation that figures in 55 psalm headings. Habakkuk chapter 3, therefore, has placed us in the framework of worship. How important it is for us to realize that the hard probing questions of chapters 1 and 2 had not ended with fatalism, skepticism, or cynicism. The book of Habakkuk peaks with worship of the living God and his deeds. Ending in worship was more than enough for the struggling heart and soul of the prophet. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 1 through 16, the prophet of God sings his prayer by expressing his fear and trust in God. Habakkuk praises God's power while acknowledging the coming judgment upon Judah. He eventually pleads for God's mercy, even amid his wrath. Habakkuk prays for God to revive his work among his people. This last chapter of Habakkuk conveys the theme of trusting God during difficult times. Some questions to consider. What inspires you about the noticeable contrast between Habakkuk chapter 3 and chapters 1 and 2? Have you ever sung a prayer to the Lord? And if not, why not? And finally, in what ways can the following scriptures encourage you to sing a song of prayer and praise to the Lord? From Psalm 59, verse 16, "But I will sing of your strength. I will sing aloud of your steadfast love in the morning, for you have been to me a fortress and a refuge in the day of my distress." And from the 101st Psalm, verse 1, "I will sing of steadfast love and justice to you, O Lord. I will make music." Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.